Try it right now. You want to make a habit of doing this breathing. Not even the ones, even not even just the ones where you hold it, but where you exhale, where you just take deep breaths in. We just don't do this anymore. Second thing you do when you're hungry, drink some water. This will keep you from going and grabbing the steak or the ice cream, right? Or something else. This is so, so, so important for you. The water will make a difference for you, a major difference for you. So now, if you want to take a look at the situation, is how could you be at your peak without it? It says, what is the minimum amount of water you need to survive? You can lose 50% of your glucose. You can lose 50% of the fat in your body. You can lose 50% of your protein and still be alive. You can only lose 20% of your body's water. That's it. Now, what you really gotta see is how many of you would like to lose weight? Let me see your hands there. Wow, most of you. Okay, then take a look at what water does losing weight on the next page. Here's a research study that was recently done on water and its effect on someone being able to lose weight. It says, incredible as it may seem, water is quite possibly the single most important catalyst in losing weight and keeping it off. Although most of it take it for granted, water may be the only true, quote, magic potion for permanent weight loss. And I'll just highlight three things for you. Studies have shown that a decrease in water intake will cause fat deposits to increase, while an increase in water intake can actually reduce fat deposits almost immediately. Second, one of the liver's primary functions, what's the liver got to do? Detoxify the body, cleanse it. One of its primary functions is to metabolize stored fat into usable energy for the body. But if the liver has to do some of the kidney's work, it can't operate at full throttle. As a result, it metabolizes less fat. More fat remains stored in the body and weight loss stops. Third point, drinking water helps to maintain proper muscle tone by giving muscles their natural ability to contract and thereby preventing dehydration. It also helps to prevent the sagging skin that usually follows weight loss. Shrinking cells are supported by water, which plumps the skin and leaves it clear, healthy, and resilient. The last thing I put here is the body will not function properly without enough water, and it can't metabolize stored fat. Retained water shows up as excess weight. Why does your body retain water? Toxicity, but also because you finally get some in there and hangs on to it. And here's the secret. When you don't drink water enough, you're not thirsty for it. So you actually don't think you need it. So for example, at Mastery, we give every single person, and you should do this in your life, their own water bottle, and we make sure that throughout the seminar that it's right there in their hand so you can sip on it slowly, not drink it all at one time, throughout the time, so you're getting that fluid. When I am tired, and I get it where I'm like stressed or tired, the first thing I do is take some deep what? And the second I do immediately, and sometimes even before the breaths, is I drink some water. You cannot believe where your fatigue goes when you just drink some water. You can't believe it. And the reason you won't notice it is because most of us don't drink water. What do most of us drink now? Soda pop. It's unbelievable. 50 million Cokes a day. That's how many are sold a day in the United States. 50 million per day. It's unbelievable, right? People just drink soda pop like it's going out of style. That is not water. That does not give you life. That makes your body have to work hard. You remember what I said? All right? Very, very important. So water content, what you want to do is you want to go to 70% water content. Right now, decide. For the next 10 days, are you willing to live by a diet of 70% water content, which means you want to now eat to cleanse. This is your new goal. I eat to cleanse, not to clog. And every time you go to eat, you got to ask yourself the question, is this going to cleanse me or clog me? It's going to clog you. I suggest you either don't eat it or add some things that'll help to move it through your system. Is that reasonable? Live foods, specifically, you want to have a salad every meal, you want to have water in advance, you won't overeat so much, and you want to breathe. All those want to commit right now for the next 10 days to try this. Minimum 10, 30 ideal, rest of your life is what you really will do once you get hooked. All those want to make sure 70% of your diet is water content. Say I. Then turn to the person next to you, give them a hug and whisper in their ear, I'm a person who cleanses, not who eats to clog.